produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Daily Audio Stash is where responsible marijuana smokers listen in to the latest news about cannabis, hear the voices of the marijuana law reform movement in special segments and interviews, and kick back with comedy and music no other podcast can offer. It's Normal's Daily Audio Stash. More information at normalaudiostash.com. Fridays, we get to have some fun on the program, a little more music, a little more comedy. After breaking news, we'll hear an extended interview today with the filmmaker behind the new documentary, a.k.a. Tommy Chong, Josh Gilbert of New York. Josh speaks with us about creating the film and his own education in cannabis reform. We'll hear from Tommy himself today with some comedy just for the normal audience. Music on the program features the Fun-Lovin' Criminals from the album Hempilation 2. Normal's Audio Stash kicks back with some great tunes every day. We'll run down the tallies from our weekly web polling, had a great turnout of votes here in the first week of the show, and we'll wrap up things today with some pod-safe music, all here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. Make sure you catch our weekly Normal News podcast. We've got links to it right up at normalaudiostash.com. A fair warning for today's show. Today's Audio Stash has music and interviews with explicit words. Listen at your own discretion. Welcome to Normal's Daily Audio Stash. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal. Visit norml.org. It's Friday, it's 4:20 here on the Audio Stash, and on Fridays we get to have a little bit more fun. We get to have more music and comedy on Fridays. We'll talk about movies and magazines, get you rolling right into your weekend with Normal's Audio Stash. First today, we'll have an extended interview with New York filmmaker Josh Gilbert. His new documentary, a.k.a. Tommy Chong, has been showing at festivals across the world, getting a strong, positive response. We've got links to it right up on our website, normalaudiostash.com. The film lands in New York next week on June 14th. a.k.a. Tommy Chong is an important film. It highlights the targeting of high-profile individuals associated with marijuana in America. We caught up with Josh in San Francisco. It was kind of a hectic day when we caught up with Josh in San Francisco. We're all up in a penthouse suite up on the 26th floor of the Golden Gateway Holiday Inn there in San Francisco. In the room was Alan St. Pierre, Tommy Chong, myself, and Josh Gilbert. We were all enjoying the view from the penthouse there. But I had to break in and ask Josh, what inspired him to make the film, a.k.a. Tommy Chong?
Well, I guess as I was just telling you, you know, the principle of the thing. I mean, you know,
laughing.
Tommy's ridiculing my, you know, my emotional, you know, exuberance.
The pauses.
Oh man.
It works really good on radio.
It does. Well, it's a pregnant pause. It's you know, you reflect on that.
No,
you reflect. It's a stillborn. See, that's it. Comic relief. We got Tommy here. No, yeah, yes. I talk as... Uh-oh.
Well, you know, let me ask you that, Josh. As a New Yorker, when I hear this from a lot of people who were in New York at the time of 9/11, that sort of activates something in you. It made you want to sort of participate more in this country, participate more in your community.
It made me believe the retail hype. You know, on a certain level, that there was democracy, that there was an intention of the government, however corrupt, mediocre, stupid, narrow-minded, ape-like as he is, you know, that there was glory at the end of the rainbow somehow, that there was some righteous possibility, you know, and I was even saying hello to cops. A lot of my friends in New York, everyone was like, hey, cop, I wonder if you have a friend who's a cop that, you know, was in the tower or participated in some heroic act. Or, you know, there's like a, it was like the aftermath of the Second World War when, you know, when the glory and the possibility of the oil economy sort of emerged, you know, except without the reason. The reason was a false reason because the event was, I mean, depending on how you see it, either a huge conspiracy or just a horrific reflection of the human condition. Whatever it was tragic, and
Stoner
Buzz. Oh no! See, Tommy, back to Tommy. So, right. So I was feeling that pause. I was feeling that stoner pause. Call it whatever you want to, you know. I mean, America, you know, America needs to represent something positive and possible. I don't know. That's you know, I went into 9/11 thinking that, and I came out of it believing that something terrible had happened and it needed to be addressed immediately. And when I saw the green tracers, you know, over Afghanistan and Kabul, I thought, fuck, you know, there's actually a reason for war. Doesn't that suck? Where's Bin Laden? And what the fuck is going on here? And when's it going to end? And I wonder if I'm going to be able to get along with the Palestinians at the corner deli now, because things are heating up in the Middle East. And what's this all mean? You know, it was a mystery. And then, it was traumatic. And then everything shifted to Iraq. And then you remembered who are these people? What's their agenda? Where's it, you know, how do you connect these dots? Why are people I thought who were liberal and forward thinking and, you know, like-minded people suddenly being really, really, really jingoistic and horrible? I mean, this is New York. This is hip.
Something interesting about Tommy's arrest was the fact that there wasn't a peep out of his peers in Hollywood.
But that's Hollywood. There's a systemic reality. There's a go along to get along. Don't burn bridges. You know, fraternal reality to Hollywood. Don't make no mistake, you know. And they weren't stepping up for Tommy. And Tommy couldn't go on Oprah because they were going to go after his wife and son. And that's when I said, this story needs to be told. This is ridiculous. And then I started learning about what was going on with Tommy and then also trying to be his friend. But ultimately, you know, the history had been written. September 11th, he, you know, was sentenced. They brought up the films that he'd made. Up in Smoke was actually listed in the legal document. Up in Smoke will be rented by children in America forever. The same children that watch Hannibal Lecter eat people, and the same children that play Grand Theft Auto, you know, the same children that, you know, were on the rooftops in New Orleans, you know, I mean, the same children. What a bunch of bullshit.
One of the most interesting things about the documentary, a.k.a. Tommy Chong, are the interviews with Tommy's family. Hollywood might not have stepped up, but Tommy's family certainly did, and Josh tells us a little bit about that.
He got through it. He's a family man, and your family came together, you know? That was another irony. This is the Bush administration touting legislating morality, and the legislating of morality is predicated on the idea that their morality is better. So their morality is better, and therefore what they're doing is the law. And if you transgress that law, you're suddenly an enemy of the federal government. And what was that transgression? Selling bongs over the internet. And it wasn't even him selling them. It was his son that he was helping, because he's a family man. He's taking care of his kids. Kid needs a job. What kid in their mid-20s isn't looking for something to do, a direction in life, a way to cope? You know, and he's trying to help his kid, you know, and his son's going to put his face on the bong because he's got, people that smoke marijuana, you know, have an affinity for Tommy. Cheech and Chong were they represented a lightness in the whole sort of drug war reality. They're funny, you know, and when the cop is after them, funny stuff is happening. And usually when if you've been smoking a joint and you think a cop's behind you, you're not feeling funny. You're feeling like you're thinking about the fine. You're thinking about what it's going to feel like getting handcuffed and what those lights are going to look like driving by. You know what I mean? It's going to be a horrible thing. And they make it all funny. and they're light about it, and they bring the lightness to it. And I think that's ultimately, of all the comedy they did, because they did a, there's a lot of comedy that they covered. 157 characters, you know, Ralph and Herbie, you know, Sister Mary Elephant, you know, the man character, you know, the sand crab, the, you know, like there's all these different characters that they did, but I just lost my train of thought because I'm thinking about all their characters, so.
Yeah, but now he's got the character of Tommy Chong, Thomas Chong, the activist, a recognized activist now and a legitimized activist through this documentary.
Yeah, well, you know, that's sort of, you know, I grudgingly became, you know, a card-carrying member of an activism sort of mentality. I mean, I don't like to be, you know, sort of identified by some external. Tommy did become, it's funny because when I screened, AKA Tommy Chong at the film festival here, and it won the audience award. So it was obviously popular. They loved it in San Francisco. I love San Francisco too for a lot of reasons. But a lot of love for San Francisco. But and it won the audience award. But the question I got, a couple of questions I got, and it wasn't from Eau Claire, it was from other people in the audience. Well, what's he doing now? You know, and I said, well, he went to prison. He was martyred by, you know, a series of ridiculous policies. And, you know, he went to prison. He, a family man, put in prison by, you know, the Ashcroft, you know, judicial system, you know, Mary Beth Buchanan, his, you know, his person. And, you know, ultimately George Bush, who appointed him. He was family man put in prison for selling bongs. And I'm doing a film about it. And he's participating in that film willingly. You know, and he's talking to people about what's going on in America and the, you know, and all that injustice that exists within that system and that, you know, national agenda to create budgets, justify the budgets at the cost of the human condition, the human experience. You know, it's a horror, you know, and he's going through that and his experience represents that and he did that. And so isn't that enough? But then you think, well, you know, then I know him as a guy. And I'm thinking, come on, man. You got to be out there talking about this. And he says, yeah, I guess. Because he's a righteous guy, you know, ultimately at the core of himself. He's a complicated person, you know. But ultimately a very good-hearted father, wife, brother, son, family man, you know, so coming to the Normal Conference here was I think for me a great victory because Eau Claire and I sort of like, you know, I guess got together and I guess conspired to use a federal, you know, I guess what is that charge? I guess that's what Tommy's charge was, conspiracy to manufacture and distribute drug paraphernalia, aka bongs. Yeah, conspiracy is a huge issue, isn't it? That's an easy charge to prove and puts a lot of people away. I guess in what Tommy says in that, you know, in that section where he's talking, you know, I got his first stint as an activist, you know, at the MPP, you know, at an event for those guys. He said, people ask me, you know, what it was like in prison. And I say, you know, you'll find out. You want to find out, you'll find out, you know.
As Josh was filming AKA Tommy Chong, capturing images and interviews across the country, I asked him what it was like to meet all these personalities.
Full of personality. A lot of personality. I mean, which I love as a writer, you know, and as a personality myself, you know, or try, you know, like, which is to say, you know, a character. There's a lot of characters out here. There's a lot of characters in the movement. It's a pretty interesting assemblage of people. I know so much about pot. I didn't know it. I didn't know anything about it. I mean, I really didn't. I didn't know what the hemp movement was. I had no idea. I had no idea. And that was an interesting development because Tommy was in prison and I was thinking, what does this all mean? Like, I didn't know what the drug war was. I mean, I had a vague sense of what it was, but I didn't really. That's why my girlfriend, Cheryl, bless her, is just like, just can eviscerate me with the one liner. She's a brilliant copywriter, just and has that ability in one line to speak volumes. And she said, you know, I like this film, you know, politically, because she's super smart and, you know, like, I don't know, there she is now, but She can hear me, and she said it's like politics light or something like that. Like, it takes a complicated situation and waters it down to, which isn't easy to do. I could remind her right now. It takes this horrible reality, and you see, wait, pot's, why is, because the American political reality has gone so far afield, it's radically different than anything you'd think would ever be normal. And because of that, I think it intersects in a strange way with the reality of the fringe. And normal's fringe, you know what I mean? And the pot movement is fringe. And I knew nothing about the pot movement. That's where I was what I was talking about. I don't know anything about I didn't when I started this. And my first introduction to it was Todd McCormick. And Todd McCormick had been put in prison. He had a federal case again. I met him through Woody Harrelson's brother, who's a great guy. And you know, a bit eccentric, and you know, but really passionate. And he said, you know, meet my friend Todd. And I met Todd right after he got out of prison, right after he had served 4 years he's an extreme case of someone taking, you know, entitlement to the nth. I mean, not to say that what he did wasn't right. It's just sometimes even if you're right, you can be quietly right. And I'm a victim of the, you know, the opposite. I'm like loudly right, stridently, like abrasively, you know, but he got 4 years. I mean, he took the medical marijuana initiative, you know, Proposition 217, right? 215. I'm sorry, 215. See, I'm getting B's in Eau Claire's normal seminar, but you know, you can grow marijuana for medical purposes. And that's, you know, California got that law passed, you know, and he was part of that whole movement, which was something I learned about. And so I met Todd McCormick, who in the marijuana movement is a significant voice and a respected voice. And he's been martyred by the federal government.
Thanks to Josh Gilbert of AKA Tommy Chong for speaking with us in San Francisco. Josh has done a spectacular job with this documentary. It's more than the striking information and the firsthand look at Tommy's situation, but it's a powerful critique of marijuana prohibition overall in this country. Again, the film lands in New York next week on June 14th. Next up, not the AKA, but the real Tommy Chong. Here's more of Tommy at the 2006 Normal Conference. Again, you can download his entire talk there on the Normal News Podcast.
And our president, George Bush, is a very good example of probably what happens when you take the most dangerous drug, which is methamphetamine. Methamphetamine, which is also legal. Cough syrup. Buy it in any store. You got to cook it up, but still, it's legal. Methamphetamine makes the user do weird things when they take it. It's a speed, so the user walks around the house looking for something to take apart. They become tweakers, and so they take shit apart. And a lot of bikers are tweakers, and so a lot of bikers will take their bike apart, and then they'll try to put it back together, and they'll have like 6 boxes of parts left over. Because the dangerous thing about tweakers is that they can take the shit apart, but they can't put it back together. Much like George Bush has done to this country. Now, a lot of people criticize the Democrats for not going after Bush. But their Democrats are playing it smart, man. You don't interrupt a guy when he's shooting himself in the foot, you know. You don't say, oh, don't do that. You just stand back and let those guys do what they're doing. And they're doing it. And they're doing it, man. And the good news, you know, that I bring is that you can go through what I went through and come out a hero if what you went through is righteous and honest and decent. And that's what, yes.
Tommy was so gracious to the normal crowd there in the shadow of the Golden Gate. And we're definitely having fun here on Friday, here on the Audio Stash. Next up, it's time for some Stash music. This track from the Hempilation 2 album. This is Fun Loving Criminals with Smoker.
God bless everybody out there. This is Fun Loving Criminals style. This one's about jumping out of the airplane.
Smoke 'em, smoke 'em, smoke 'em if you gotta make it, ain't gotta.
the fun-loving criminals here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash with that track from the Hemplation 2 CD. We'll also be featuring PodSafe independent artists on the program. I got some kicking PodSafe tracks for later today. Next up, it's time to run down the voting in our two weekly web polls here on the Audio Stash.
Let's take a look at our weekly web poll results here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
We have two weekly web polls every single week, one on Tuesdays, one on Thursdays. Our first weekly web poll this week was, have you ever eaten hemp food products? Have you ever eaten hemp food products? The yes votes were 46, the no votes were 39. About an even split out there. Almost everybody who said yes sent in a recipe. Almost everybody who said no asked us what the heck hemp food products were. So thanks everybody for voting in our first weekly web poll this week. And our second weekly web poll, not as many votes, it just came out yesterday, Thursday. We asked you, do you regularly vote? Well, this was a little surprising here, folks. The yes votes were 11, the no votes are 44 right now, and you can still vote on that one. The yes votes 11, no for 44 on the question, do you regularly vote? Well, I thank you very much for voting here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash, and more than anything, we thank you for your honesty. So 44 people saying no, and we got 11 people saying yes on the voting question. You can still vote there at normalaudiostash.com. Weekly web polling every week, twice a week, here at Normal's Daily Audio Stash. And thanks to everyone who cast their vote this week, our premiere week here on the Audio Stash. We'll have another free stuff giveaway next Tuesday, so be sure to listen in then and keep those votes rolling in, folks. We're going to end the show today with this track from podshow.com, a great service offering independent musicians for podcasts. Here's some hip-hop today with the Have-Nots. This track, 9 to 5. Now that all of our 9 to 5s are over and we're getting into our weekend.
Sit back, relax, and let your soul go free, and try to picture life inside the frame of mind that I see. What time is of the essence, believe it, it still commences, where days are only hours and minutes or merely seconds. Get the message? It's screaming from the highest rooftops, from new stands to inner circles to the bravest boombox. If you watch the world war outside of their front door, feeding the fire higher and leaving problems ignored. Let's stop and smell the flowers and dance in the raindrops, sit and listen to the silence, enjoying the blank spots. Let's laugh at all mistakes and do whatever it takes and drink the living water. We ought to know how it tastes. So, roll down the window, let the breeze hit your face. We need to embrace life before leaving this place. And you're a fool, guaranteed, if you believe it's a waste. Cause life is speeding by, you better keep with the pace. It goes front, back, side to side. Forget about your problems and your 9 to 5. So raise a fist if your bills leave you high and dry. And you're scared to even think if you might survive. And it goes front, back, right to left. Forget about the fact that your life's a mess. Kick your feet up, relax, ain't no time to stress. Let your soul go free and put your mind to rest. So raise a fist if your rent's past due and been spent, and your penny pinching every wood nickel and red sand. And you're walking around town, all angry and hell bent, even though every intention and effort was well meant. Everybody come together, people gather around, and prepare to be the witness of a magical sound. So forget about your problems, check them in at the door, cause you may got a lot of problems, but I got much more. And that's real, but for now I say we leave them aside, so we can celebrate the fact that we still even alive. Cause if you think about it, we ain't really being deprived. Otherwise, we'd never even feel the need to survive. So I'ma rock as soon as all the people arrive and get this party popping off, and I'ma keep it in stride. Raise a fist one time if you're feeling the vibe, cause there ain't no other way that I can see it described. It goes front, back, side to side. Forget about your problems and your 9 to 5. So raise a fist if your bills leave you high and dry, and you're scared to even think if you might survive. And it goes front, back, right to left. Forget about the fact that your life's a mess. Kick your feet up, relax, ain't no time to stress. Let your soul go free and put your mind to rest. Hey yo, apparently I'm said to be steadily dead broke. Every minute that I spend is invested in pen strokes, but I'm driven by the facts and I'm following God's plan. While I'm waiting for the moment to walk in his lost land, I'll be damned if I quit without a reason to fight. I'm freaking the mic till people start believing the hype. I can't rest, I'm having trouble sleeping at night. A starving artist and I've hardly even eaten a bite. But I'm alive, so forget
forget about the fame and its fee. But don't mistake it, I'ma take it if the payment is free. Cause I got a lot of problems and bills with no stats, so I'm trying to find a way to get some of that cold cash. And it's been a rain delay today in the forecast, so I got my brain cocked and set it to full blast. And last but not least, if you're feeling my song, then stand up, party with me, start singing along. It goes front, front, back, back, side to side. Forget about your problems and your 9 to 5. So raise a fist if your bills leave you high and dry, and you're scared to even think if you might survive. And it goes front, back, front, right to left. Forget about the fact that your life's a mess. Kick your feet up, relax, ain't no time to stress. Let your soul go free and put your mind to rest.
That was the Have-Nots with 9 to 5, found up at podshow.com.
This has been Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about
cannabis. Big thanks to filmmaker Josh Gilbert of AKA Tommy Chong for contributing to today's show. Thanks to podshow.com for all the great pod-safe music. We feature Carne Cruda as our theme. Make sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's NORMALAUDIOSTASH.com for more info about everyday's show. Thanks to Red Aphid Interactive Media for the podcasting technology. We're back at 4:20 on Monday. Make sure you check out our archive this weekend at normalaudiostash.com and catch every show you might have missed this week. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 4:20 on Monday. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.